This is the case of Commonwealth versus Billy Joe Miles.
Billy Joe Miles is standing in a Davis County courtroom, dressed in a suit and tie. Everyone in the room probably knew him already, because before he was accused of a heinous crime, Miles was a well-known farmer and a former University of Kentucky trustee. Now, in September, he's standing between two high-powered Louisville lawyers charged with rape, sodomy, and bribery. Miles listens as a prosecutor details nine incidents of harassment and violence his accuser says she's endured in the month following his indictment.
They include death threats left on the victim's car windows. They include a shattered windshield when the victim was driving down US 60. A hammer was thrown out of a passing car.
The list continues. The accuser's car was keyed. Her house alarm went off when a window was raised. The rear of her car caught fire while she was driving. The prosecutor was worried and arranged security for her. We are not identifying the accuser in this case. She talked with KYCIR, but she didn't want her voice used. Reporter R.G. Dunlop says the woman's life was turned completely upside down.
Well, she told us that she is working a lot, almost nonstop, sometimes as much as 20 hours a day. She's barely sleeping. She carries a weapon in her car. She has a gun by her bed at home.
In court in September, Circuit Judge Joseph Castlin tied Miles' bond to a new condition. None of his family members or employees could contact the woman he's charged with raping.
This is preposterous. We will not tolerate this.
After the judge's order, the harassment stopped immediately. But the case was facing another complication, the involvement of local sheriff Keith Kane.
Do you know the defendant in this case?
I do, which is primarily the reason that I haven't had anything to do with the case. He's an acquaintance. I would go as far as to say, yes, he's a friend of mine.
Kane told Dunlop that despite their friendship, he and Miles rarely socialized. He acknowledged he had gone to Bolivia to visit Miles' ranch there, but he insisted he paid his own way, and he did not see any need to turn the case over to the state police.
I was confident, as I am now, in our ability to do what needed to be done in this investigation.
His detectives secured the indictment against Miles, but afterwards, despite his promise to stay out of the case, Kane got personally involved.
Sheriff Kane acknowledged reading reports about the case and discussing it with his subordinates, and after initially telling us that he himself had paid for the trip to Bolivia, he acknowledged that Mr. Miles had, in fact, footed the bill for it. Through it all, though, Sheriff Kane insisted that none of these actions had anything to do with his department's handling of the case.
Kane didn't stop there. He sent a letter to the prosecutor questioning the alleged victim's honesty. He also called Attorney General Andy Beshear to complain about the prosecutor. Kane should never have had the chance, according to David Harris, a professor at the University of Pittsburgh School of Law.
He's involved, and he ought not to be. At the very least, it throws a cloud over the entire case. There's a reason that we are cautious about the appearance of impropriety.
Harris said the Miles case was a textbook example of an occasion where a sheriff should step aside. Miles is well known in Davis County, and others with lesser ties to him stepped out of the case. The state attorney general's office is only involved because the Davis County Commonwealth's attorney turned the case over. Castlin, the judge who initially heard the accuser's story of harassment, also recused himself because he knows Miles in passing.
This is a high-profile case, and we're in a community of about 100,000. Gossip spreads like the speed of light.
But Sheriff Kane, who counts Miles a personal friend and took a trip to South America at his expense, insisted he had no conflict. At the most recent hearing, the accuser sat in the audience, listening to lawyers debate her honesty. Miles' attorneys tried to use the sheriff's letter to knock down her claims of harassment. The judge was unmoved. Before the threat stopped, the accuser considered walking away from the case. But now, she says, her mind is made up. She's already lost too much. With reporting from R.G. Dunlop, I'm Kate Howard for the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting.